from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And our Friar Friday interview as the Padres head into the All-Star break. Outfielder David Peralta joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Excited to have you on. And I guess I'll start with some info that I heard, David, by wishing you a very happy anniversary today.
Awesome.
This is, I don't know that a lot of us in the world, when we think of anniversaries, we think of a lot of different things than this, but this is your 10-year day for service time to Major League Baseball, and that is a big deal. And I think also congratulations are in order to any of you great athletes who make it that long in the big leagues.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, I know this is a special day for me, for my family too. It has been a long journey for me. It hasn't been easy, but, you know, I made it. I did it. I'm here with the Padres, and I always thank the Padres for giving me the opportunity to believe in me and give me the chance to keep playing and the game that I love.
David, talk a little bit about that. I mean, that journey, as you mentioned, it wasn't your typical journey. I mean, you started this game in the professional realm as a pitcher, had to go play some indie ball, wade your way back as a hitter. I mean, it's quite – have you sat back and thought about it? Because it's kind of remarkable the path that you've had, and yet you've been able to reach this 10-year mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long story. I'm going to try to make it short and quick and fun. But, you know, I started my career in 2004 as a pitcher with the Cardinals. And that stuff didn't work. It didn't work for me, obviously. Like, I had 2 shoulder surgeries. I was trying to work my way up to get healthy. That didn't work. And, obviously, like, when I went back, I got released in 2009. I went back to Venezuela. I'm trying to, like, figure out what to do. But, thankfully, I have my parents that were supporting me 100%, and they was like, hey, let's try hitting. You know, just, I was still young. I was 21 years old, and I'm like, hey, you're still young. You can do it. So I started doing the transformation, you know, like changing my body, like trying to work different to make an impact as an outfielder, because I was telling myself, if I want to come back as a position player, I have to, you know, do something to get attention from the scout. So that's what I did. I moved back to United States, and I started playing an independent ball, which wasn't easy for me to get a job in independent ball. And then I finally got a job in independent ball in Harlingen, Texas. That was my first team. And the funny thing of that, like, I didn't have money to fly over there, to be honest. And I had a drive over there. I didn't have money for the gas too. Mm. So I had to work at McDonald's to collect money.
Oh, wow.
To drive, to pay for the gas. So I worked for a month over there, and that was like, actually, that was my real job ever. and it was tough, but, you know, I went through that. You know, I had to work at McDonald's, and then when my time was done, I had to go work out, play practice, and all this kind of stuff. But I played 2.5 years in independent ball, and finally the D-backs gave me the opportunity to come back to athletic team. So they sent me to the high A in 2013. So year and a half later, I got called to the big league from Double A, and that's everything started, my whole story.
Wow. That is an unbelievable story. I certainly hadn't heard it before, and I think we just all kind of assume that you guys just materialize in the major leagues, you know, and it just, that's what happens. But to go from pitching to Venezuela to McDonald's to the independent league, I mean, this was a 5 or 6 year journey, so no wonder that 10 years means so much to you. David Peralta is our guest. He is the pride of Venezuela, as he mentioned there in that last answer. I'm curious, David, I pitched a little in college. The reason I did is because I couldn't hit. I stunk. And so I thought, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do it as a pitcher. And I was able to play up into some college ball. Were you always a decent hitter, or did you pitch because you couldn't hit either and then had to learn how to hit?
No, I mean, I used to do both, hitting, you know, I used to play center field, hitting and pitching. But, you know, this time a couple scouts told me, like, hey, you have a good arm, you're a lefty, and it's going to be more easy. That's what he said, more easy to make it to the big league, because there's not a lot of good left-handed pitchers in the big league. So it's going to be much, you know, more easy for you than, you know, outfielder. And I was like, okay, so let's start pitching. But I used to love, like, you know, I love playing outfielder and everything when I was little. And I used to hit not for power, but I used to hit a lot of line drive and everything. And that's what I was like, okay, I'm going to start pitching. So you tell, I want to play baseball. I want to be a professional baseball player. And that's what they told me, and I did it. So I'm assuming that's why my shoulder couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. That's why I had 2 surgeries on my shoulder. So, but, you know, I think things happen for a reason. And it meant to be that way, because all that I went through to get to this point, like, helped me to become a better man, to become a better person, better husband, better father, better teammate, and grow up as a person. And if you ask me, like, hey, if you have to go back on time, will you change anything? I will tell you no. I will do the same thing, and I will go through the same, all that I went through to make it to this point again, because it was a journey for me. It was hard, but I put a lot of hard work, dedication, discipline to get to this point. So
that's an amazing story, David. It's just a reminder to people out there that, you know, it if you put your mind to something that you really want to do, no matter what the obstacles are put in front of you, it can be done. Now, David, you're here with the Padres, and you're playing on an offense that is one of the better offenses in the National League, and you're playing a little bit different role than you had in Arizona. How have you transitioned from being pretty much an everyday guy to kind of getting the starts against the right-handed pitching and kind of spot starting here and there?
You know, you have to understand the game, and you have to, you know, adjust to the game, you know, and for me, like, I understand my role, and I always prepare myself the same way. It doesn't matter if I'm playing, I'm not playing that game at that day, if I'm going to start a lineup or not. But I'm always ready, because I know it's always going to be an opportunity for me to pinch you or do something to help the team. So I always tell the manager, like, hey, don't worry about me, I'll be ready. You know, and I learned that from, you know, years by years, like, how to prepare myself to pinch you and all this kind of stuff. So I was trying to, like, to talk to the young guys here, like, hey, you got to watch the game. You got to know the situation where it can be your opportunity to pinch you for these guys. So you need to be ready. You have to go to the cage, stretch, be loose, get your swing, and be ready when the manager tells you to go to hit. So that's what I've been doing. And when I get the opportunity to start in the lineup, I just, you know, I just have to go out there and have fun and do my job.
David Peralta has been doing a really nice job for the Padres, and I've been saying that the entire time. And, you know, I was really excited when you came here. I mean, watching you in Arizona, you know, you win a Silver Slugger 1 year, you win a Gold Glove the next year. You know, that tells me right there, pretty good all-around player. And, you know, you've proven that over time. And that helped take you to the World Baseball Classic to represent Venezuela. What did that mean to you?
Well, that means everything for me. I think, like, play in a World Classic, represent your country, wearing that jersey, knowing the whole country, the whole Venezuela is watching you, and what we did was really special. I think, like, for me, I would say I never made it to the All-Star team in the big league, but for me, the World Classic was my All-Star. It was my All-Star game, and because I was around with superstar players, playing against superstar players to USA. We play against the Dominican, the Puerto Rico. It was unbelievable. It was so electric, like the energy. I love it. It was special for me.
David Peralta joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And David, we're getting close to the break. Just kind of explain to people, you know, you guys have gone through the attrition. The season started in March, and you get to this point. I imagine there's some light at the end of the tunnel in terms of being able to get some rest. How do you guys keep your mind locked in to finish through these last three games before you guys get a little break?
Well, you know, we're going to keep the same mentality every day. I know we have three games left. We're going to give everything we got these three games. I know, like, the last few games we haven't do the way get the result that we wanted, but it's baseball. You know, we have to understand that, like, it's baseball, and a lot of things is going to go your way, and a lot of things is going to go the other way. But we got to finish strong, and it's always good to get a little break, especially mentally, because these games is so hard. And as people, like, a lot of people have to understand, like, this is not an easy game. It's not physical. It's physical, but it's a lot of mental. So sometimes you're going to need, like, we need a mental break, like a few days, like the days that we're going to have in the break, to reset your mind, spend a little time with the family, refresh, and then come back and finish strong the second half, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I don't know how frustrated you were the other day at the end of that ball game, but when you hit that line drive in the ninth inning, I thought game was tied. And that had
too. I was blowing. I was like, go over, but you know, it's hard.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Like, it was a good situation. You want to do the right thing. You want to be the hero. But like I said, this game is tough, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you want, and you have to move on and come back the next day and bring your A game again and do it again.
Do it again. I can't. I know we got 2 seconds left. Did you make French fries? Did you cook burgers? Did you work at the front of the store at McDonald's?
Look, the first day, they have some promotion with the Big Mac, and it was a huge line. I have no idea how to control the scream and everything, and they put me right away to take order. I was panicked. I was sweating. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, my first day. And then they just switched me to drive-thru. And I was doing a little better over there. But with McDonald's, you have to keep everything, like, moving really quick. And then you said, you know what, David, go start doing fries and got everything, keep everything on track, and I was going to stop. So, like, a week later, I was getting better, and I was, like, taking orders, and I was going to stop. And but the first day was the worst. I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to get fired my first day.
That's awesome, yeah. David.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't make your 10-year – anniversary as a McDonald's employee. I'm glad you made it 10 years in the big leagues. Hey, it was really fun interview, David. We really enjoyed it. Great stories, and I think all the fans got a little better chance to know you. We look forward to you watching you this weekend and the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.